We're talking today with Mike Schulte, Executive Director of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. Mike, we're middle part of February. We're starting to really see maybe the end, or getting close to that end of that winter season. And, you know, warm days, cold nights, you know, it's up and down, a lot of variation. But this wheat crop, you know, gradually, I'm sure, is starting to come a little bit out of dormancy, particularly when you have 70 and 80 degree days.
Certainly. I think things overall in the state right now today look very good because we have received moisture in most parts of the state. Certainly, we were under severe drought conditions up until the second week of January in Oklahoma. It's amazing how that moisture helped us along. If you go out there today, in most all areas of the state, we're still in extreme dry conditions. Certainly, the rain that's predicted this week, hopefully we're hoping that no doubt's going to help us and really put us in good shape as we move forward. But producers on edge a little bit because it is warming up a little earlier than normal. Certainly, when you have 99 degree temperatures in far southwest Oklahoma and it's 91 to 92 degrees out in the panhandle the second week of February, producers have a little bit of concern that we're going to come out of dormancy and then probably really have to worry about first hollow stem a lot earlier. Mm-hmm. And as we move forward, we're just hoping that this doesn't set us up for late freeze situations that could really impact us later on.
Right. You know, you mentioned first hollow stem. There's been some talk by our state economist, Dr. Anderson, talking about that typically we'll have 70% or a little bit more of the planted acres actually harvested. This year, maybe that decision is a little bit tougher for some folks.
Yeah, we have seen the wheat price edge up a little. No doubt producers still needing it to be much higher than what it is at this point in time. If it does go up, I think if producers are on the edge of, you know, maybe making those management decisions, is certainly going to impact that. But as we move forward, you know, one thing we do know is that the wheat plantings are down 10% from what they were last year. So we have 4.5 million acres that are planted currently. If we are at that 70% number, it looks like 3.1, 3.2 million acres we harvested in the state. And that's certainly a much lower number than what we normally see. So, you know, as we get into weather situations from here on out, first hollow stem, late freeze possibilities, still less acres planted in the state, certainly could have an impact on the market.
Right. And, you know, even though we had fewer acres last year, going to probably come under that somewhat, did have obviously good yields a year ago, and that helped us get to an overall number that we hadn't seen for a while as far as the total bushels in the 2016 harvest.
Yes, USDA had us at 135 million bushels for the state. I think that number much higher just based on what we had seen in talking with elevator locations. I think no doubt it was 160 to 165 million bushel wheat harvest for the state of Oklahoma. Been trying to work through those issues of moving grain into other locations. We've had trade delegations from Nigeria and Mexico here this winter, and we're hoping that we will have another delegation here this spring from Mexico again. Direct rail shipments are something that they are very interested in from our region. We had some issues in price competitiveness with the Russian market. Even coming out of direct rail out of Oklahoma, based on just what the dollar is in the U.S. compared to what the ruble is, and some other quality issues that we're having to work through with proteins. But as we talk with them more, we think that it's certainly going to be a wonderful opportunity for us to hopefully move more grain through direct rail shipments into that market. And I think we're going to see more wheat move here in the next 4 or 5 months.
It seems like we've got some infrastructure that's been put into place in recent years that really helps us do those unit type trains all the way to the border.
Yes. Just looking at the state and the infrastructure of what the railroad has done in a lot of locations in Oklahoma, we now have 5 to 6 train loader facilities that will carry 110 car units. Typically, 10 or 15 years ago, we had 25, 50 car loadout units. So we are able to facilitate moving grain faster, something that the industry has worked a great deal on, making it easier to go into those direct marketing situations for the Mexican market.
I know that, of course, U.S. Wheat had indicated a report that came out, I guess, kind of coinciding with the winter meeting, that Mexico, very important market for U.S. wheat in general. In other words, I guess they've actually, for this marketing year, they're number one.
We'll be number one for the United States. Typically, from the Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas region, there's just one buyer, Grupo Trimex, which is the largest miller in all of Mexico. Generally, on record, purchases around 55 million bushels of hard red winter wheat from this region. That has not been the same 2-3 years ago when they were making more of those hard red winter wheat purchases from Russia, but certainly just based on the marketing dynamics and some of the things that we have been doing through U.S. Wheat, we have seen them return back to us into the marketplace, and we're hoping as we move forward in 2016-17 that we'll be able to keep them as a customer and hopefully take advantage of more shipments into the Mexican market.
Mentioning U.S. Wheat, just wrapped up the winter meeting. You've been involved in some of those committee meetings. You were indicating that you're actually working on some things as it relates to food aid, which you hope will incorporate more wheat sales.
Yes, just, you know, the political landscape certainly changing in D.C. After the elections, going to U.S. Wheat meetings. I think there is a lot of uncertainty as to how we're going to be moving forward with a lot of these programs with regards to market access and foreign market development funding, which run the programs that the commissions in U.S. Wheat also fund with the government assistance and the farm bill itself, and then the international food aid programs. One thing is for certain, as we move forward, I think no doubt the message that I got is that the focus is going to be on economic development for jobs, rural infrastructure for the central United States, and certainly going to be just a hopefully wonderful time to maybe see some reforms made in regards to agricultural policies and issues that are going to be more advantageous to us than what we've seen the last 10 or 15 years.
One thing that if we kind of maybe turn our focus closer to home, one thing that the Wheat Commission has had a great relationship with this is our wheat improvement team, the wheat breeding program at Oklahoma State University. One of the things that you've partnered with for several years have been the various plots that are out around the state. And this gives wheat producers a great opportunity to go and look at a whole laundry list of varieties that OSU and others that are out there growing side by side in their area.
Yes, Oklahoma has the best variety trial program in the United States because we're unique in the situation that we work with actual wheat producers that are cooperators with Extension at Oklahoma State University to put these test plots out on privately owned land. There are some locations like Lahoma and Chickasha where they are on university-owned property and Extension-owned property, but it's really a wonderful opportunity to see what is going on out in the field based on how actual producers are using those varieties in the state. Certainly, that landscape continues to change. One of the things that we noticed just from the research books that were put out this month that were conducted on the variety trials and the plots and the yields, we had 21 new varieties that were in those plots this year compared to last year. And so industry really is changing based on just that the releases that are coming out much faster. Producers really have to be more knowledgeable about what's going to have to work for them, and it's a wonderful opportunity for them to go to these field plots and see all that is available to them. It's also exciting to see because it gives them more options that hopefully is going to make them more profitable at the end of the day.
Option, you know, the producer can go and look at these plots just about any time. They've got them identified by variety, and you can actually kind of watch as it the crop matures and gets closer to the harvest season.
That is correct. And then starting in southwest Oklahoma, generally the third and fourth week of April, on up into central and northern Oklahoma, up into the second week of May, generally is when we have those locations posted. Just based on what the weather is going to do, it's a little early yet to have all those field plot times and locations put down on the calendar. Those are not out yet, but I suspect probably 2 to 3 weeks from now that those plot dates and times where OSU extension personnel or someone from the weed improvement team will be there to talk those varieties through. Those dates should be on the Oklahoma Wheat Commission at that time, 3 weeks from now.
Okay. Down the road. As far as busy time of year, I know for you, as we start seeing the crop develop pretty quickly now, you get into those field tours, you get into a lot of other meetings that you're a part of. What are maybe a couple of things that you're going to be working on in particular that the Wheat Commission's going to be involved in?
Well, we have a new facility in Northwest Oklahoma that has been made possible now that we have privatized from the state. And so we have been able to host two trade delegations here already, as I had mentioned before, from Nigeria and Mexico. We are hoping that we will have two or three other delegations. Certainly Mexico will be in the mix of those delegations. We're hoping to be working on tortilla development lines with the Wheat Marketing Center in Portland, Oregon, as well as maybe working on a pasta making line with hard red winter wheat and hard white winter wheat varieties. Typically not something that has been done in the past based on just color, texture and taste. But as we move forward, we're going to be working on those things now at our new facility in partnership with some of our cooperators in the Pacific Northwest and also at K-State.